You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
I could watch Jessica Chastain wash dishes for 2 hours and be like, four stars.
Yes. Oh, yes.
My favorite character, the Gigolo.
The Gigolo?
The Gigolo.
The Gigolo, because that's your dream.
Who doesn't want to get paid to bang Jessica Chastain?
Well, the most unrealistic thing about this movie is that Jessica Chastain would have to pay anybody to bang her in the first place. But, you know, you get it, because her character, Miss Sloan, is like, ain't got no time for the seduction game. Not that she would have to either. She could just go into a bar and be like, you, let's go.
This is a woman who looks at food as an inconvenience she has to make time for.
But, you know, I mean, the idea is she's someone who's like, if you're going to have sex with someone, doing it as a business arrangement, and that's all there ever is
pay for their silence.
Ideal. Because if Jessica Chastain picked you up in a bar and you had a wild, crazy sex night with her, would you be okay with just going, okay, well, I guess that was fun. I'll never see you again.
She's avoiding cleanliness and neediness and
ruined me on women for the rest of my life.
No, I'm just kidding.
She plays fictional, mind you, because somebody was trying to tell me they thought this was real. I was like, no. This is totally fictional, but it feels real. Feels like West Wing-y almost.
Oh, yeah.
I got a very Aaron Sorkin vibe to it.
It wants to be Aaron Sorkin, but nobody is Aaron Sorkin but Aaron Sorkin.
Well, this is pretty damn good, though.
But it's something it feels like Aaron Sorkin would have taken on.
Not that he
did, in fact, right, because you would have known 5 minutes in if he had.
There's actually this Aaron Sorkin masterclass that's being advertised on YouTube all
the
time.
I love that. I watched the trailer. He starts off, first off, no one in the history of time has ever started a sentence with, damn it. Anyway, so Jessica Chastain plays Elizabeth Stone, who is like one of the best of the best of political lobbyists. She works for this one of the biggest firms in D.C. run by Sam Waterson. They love what she does, but they don't quite frankly understand what she does. And they're all, including the boss, kind of scared of her. I mean, she is the ice queen, and she's so incredibly good at what she does. She doesn't let anybody in, including not even letting people know what her total plan is on dealing with stuff. As it made clear early on in this film, you're not just watching a political film, you're kind of watching a spy thriller, because
the degree
to which they even refer to it as tradecraft at one point, which is what you refer to spy work as, there's a lot of similarities with like lobbyists and what spies do. There's a lot of illicit underground stuff. Yeah. But she gets seduced away from working for this company by basically having a deal with the senator who comes in working for the NRA is like, we want to start marketing guns to women because that's the problem. We don't know how to get these woman groups with us. And she's like, thinks that's hysterical and sad and can't hide it, which is atypical for her. And in fact, takes an offer from Mark Strong when he approaches her, who runs up a corporation trying to pass through basically the Brady Bill for all extents and purposes.
They are not happy by the fact that she she finds it funny to even think of a way to market guns towards women, which does not bode well for them at all, because, you know, gun nuts are very rational people and very understanding.
I mean, I'm not
straight
trying
shooters
to throw out any political stuff out there, but I will say
it's hard not to in this movie, though.
But there are people who I've talked to about who, not necessarily NRA supporters, but people who are like a little more, who are rational about being, we need to be very careful about what kind of legislation we're talking about with gun stuff. And I get that. Mm-hmm. This guy is not one of those people. And the laws they're trying to enact are more the same ones we're trying to enact now on this thing, which is like that he's fighting against, which is saying, you know, people who've just gotten out of the mental hospital probably should not be able to just go buy an AK-47, sort of thing. Or people who are on terrorist watch lists should not be able to buy a gun over the internet,
which means a ban.
Right. But so she goes to work for this. She quits and goes to work for Mark Strong at this very small company, taking some of her people with her to try and help them move this bill, which is incredibly difficult considering they need to turn like 16 congresspeople and the other guys need like 7. And it's a, you know, this little tiny company versus the most powerful lobby that exists, the gun lobby, with billions of dollars to throw around. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the trick this movie plays so effectively. This movie's not really about any of that.
No, it's not at all. No, it's no. A character study.
Yeah, it's both a character study, and while it is a political about politics and shady things in politics, it's about how fucked up the lobbyist system is in uh-huh. Washington. Yeah. It has almost nothing to do with how you should feel one way or the other about the gun decision.
Well, I mean, it does address a lot of the frequent misconceptions about any kind of gun related bill. But yeah, it's very much more about Miss Sloan is willing to do to make things happen.
And she's a symbol for the amorality of lobbyists in D.C., period, I think. And the way this film becomes that character piece is by taking someone like that and putting them in the unlikely position of having to fight the other side.
Yes.
And by dealing with people who aren't all just other lobbyists, by real people, she starts learning. Boy, I'm kind of fucked up.
Kind of, but no, I don't think she starts to learn that. I think she knows. I think she's incredibly self-aware as a character, but I think she's also really a composite of all the bad things about lobbyists.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, she's like, she is both an effective symbol for that mm-hmm. and a pretty compelling character, actual, you know, in and of herself.
She's an anti-hero.
Oh, yeah.
One of the points that this movie makes is that everyone thinks she had to have had some gun violence happen to her. And she's like, no, I just want to win because I want to win. That's my passion. My passion is being a good lobbyist. Not necessarily, you know, having a gun crime happen to me in my past.
Do you think it's like ego that drives her? Really? Like, if I can win this.
I felt like it's absolutely the ego.
The movie was pretty forthright with that.
I mean, she, like, it is ego that drives her, I think, no question. I mean, hell, it lays it out for you at one point. Yeah. But it is also, as she says, I don't have to have had a tragedy happen to me to disagree with this fucking law.
She's a very practical woman, Miss Sloan. Yeah. I really love.
That's the thing, is like saying she's an anti-hero is really key, because she's like not a likable person,
no.
except that she's the smartest person in the room.
And she's, you know,
you want to root for her, but she has a lot of things that you have trouble really backing up.
She reminds me more than anything of Benedict Cumberbatch's portrayal of Sherlock.
I was
the
just
TV
thinking
show,
that. Yeah, no lie.
You
yeah.
know, where she's like practically a sociopath, you know, yeah. Like, but so smart that nobody else even deserves to be standing in the same room with her when her
but
wheels
But they
are
want
spinning.
To be in the room with her because they're just in awe.
Yeah.
They're terrified and in
terrified
awe.
And yeah. Even her own people who work for her are regularly horrified
but
by the
shit
she comes
up with.
But
they want to like, do right. They want that compliment.
I love that kid who she's harassing and then it's like, now you're coming with me. He's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she both totally supports her people and will throw them under the bus in a second's notice and
oh,
gets
yeah.
her
yes.
goals together yes. as Gugu Mbatha-Raw, who's excellent
I
in
think
this.
It's Juju. I was corrected by another critic after the screening.
Juju?
Guju.
Guju? Guju. Guju. Okay.
Was that critic her mom?
No. No.
Sorry. Well, regardless.
She was great.
She was
great.
In this plane.
Everybody was great.
Like a female character, when she comes to this new company, she's kind of, in a way that we haven't seen before, strangely kind of bonding with her. And you're like, what's happening here? Because it seems out of character for Jessica Chastain to bond with anyone.
Yeah.
And sure, you yeah. do indeed have reasons to be suspicious, as it turns out. But I felt like, by the end of this thing, I'm like, I feel like this was trying to be a lot of different types of films at the same time, and it's not going
to
work for everyone.
Mm.
Partially because by the end mm-hmm. you realize this is more of a spy thriller / con film than it is anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really does accelerate with even a big twist ending and everything into a thriller.
But
it's weird considering the first third of this film, you'd never guess that's the movie you're watching.
No, but that's like John Madden, the director, that's what he's sort of known for, is these movies that aren't sort of like just, you know, linear. Like, he directed Chastain in The Debt as well, mm-hmm. which is also sort of, you know, works on different levels, different planes. You don't really know what kind of movie you're going to get in some respects. And I like that. You know, I like that. So it made you more active as a moviegoer. It really didn't, you know, just lay things out bare for you.
Oh, and this definitely is a film you have to be, like, actively aware of, especially that first third when there's mm-hmm. a lot of exposition about just how lobbyists work.
Yeah.
Come on, seriously, who among us really understands that anyway? And after watching this, I feel like I have a teensy bit better understanding, but it's fucking complicated, and I think that's the point entirely.
Different take than
there's villains on both sides. And
I mean, to some degree, it's sort of like taking the tact of The Big Short, this film, where it's trying to feed us information about how politics and the economy works in a nasty way through giving us that spoonful of sugar. In The Big Short, it was just straight comedy. Here, it's spy thriller, you know, throwing that into the mix to make it like that much more exciting, that much more palatable. But ultimately, I think the goal here is to educate people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, go to final thoughts. Kyle, come on.
I love this film. It definitely, if you're a fan of the West Wing, Newsroom, some of that more Sorkin political stuff, you're really going to like this. You know, a friend of mine asked me if I'd compare this to House of Cards, and I wouldn't. And here's why. I feel that in House of Cards, they paint everyone as the villain. Like, everyone has got this just really bad streak to them. It gets very dark. This film does a really good job of not really showing one side as the bad guy side. Everybody makes good and bad choices, you know, depending on what the situation is. And you really start to understand that, you know, lobbyists aren't necessarily bad people, but they are people who have conflicting, you know, directives whenever they go to work. I love this film, especially towards the end. It really kind of ramps up and you realize what kind of a movie it is. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 surveillance cockroaches.
Mike?
Oh, I love this too, and again, I also got a very Sorkin vibe off it. Just like what Kyle said, if you love Aaron Sorkin stuff, there's some points where it feels like the Kmart equivalent of Sorkin, but then there's plenty of lines though that feel Sorkin quality.
And you have Chastain at doing her most intense best, so that
she is fantastic. Everyone is so great in this movie. Michael Stahlbarg, I thought was a real standout,
who's really turning into quite the noticeable actor over the past year or two. He was just in Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Yeah, I always know him. Like a lot of people associate him with that HBO show he was on. Steve Buscemi.
Oh,
Boardwalk Empire. The first thing I think about him for is Coen Brothers.
Serious Man.
I love Serious Man.
Andy Hertzfeld and Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. Another great film. My favorite of that year.
That's the real Sorkin.
Yes, it is.
But I came to this movie kind of expecting it's kind of like political thriller equivalent of Thank You for Smoking, which is our film I love. And I love a lot of the political ideas that are presented about the gun argument. It is a very passionate, very controversial issue. But it's not a film about gun control. It has that stuff in there, but more than anything, it is a really compelling thriller. I love the last 30 minutes of it when you're just seeing like everybody gets fucked over and... There's just a lot of great holy shit moments, and it had, to me, was probably the most satisfying climax of any movie I've seen this year. I love the hell out of saying, it's not perfect, but it's gonna be hard to sell for a lot of people, but I really liked it. I'm gonna give it 8.5 inevitable death threats I'll probably get for having any minor criticism about guns.
Frank?
I really loved this film, and I went into it. I was tired. It had been a long day. I hadn't even seen the trailer for this. I thought, oh my! I looked at the time. It's like over 2 hours. Like, oh, I have to plod through this thing. And, you know, I got popcorn in the beginning just so I would stay awake. But I loved every second of this movie. I thought it was fantastic. I think this is Chastain at her finest, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't, you know, everything she does is fantastic. But she really brought this woman to life in a way I don't think anybody else could. And I love that a studio, I don't know how big of a studio.
It's a Europa Corp.
Yeah, so it's like a mid-range sort of like, you know, type operation. But
all of Europe put it out. It's the Europe Corporation. That they's Luc Besson is associated with that company?
That's his company. It's the company that put out The Family, Lucy, out...
High Tension is probably the first movie I noticed from them, I think.
Three Days to Kill, that Kevin Costner one.
Okay.
They put that one out too. So they, you know, they... Yeah, I like them. But at most studios are very, very against putting out a character that audiences are not going to like. Or a film starring a main character that audiences aren't going to like. Because everybody wants someone to go to the movies. They want someone to root for. They want a hero. I like that I don't need a hero. I don't care if the person I'm watching is good or bad, as long as they're interesting.
And as long as they're compelling. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Hollywood needs to learn from how successful Breaking Bad was.
Yes.
But that character started off as completely sympathetic.
Oh, true. Yeah.
That's a Shakespearean tragedy of character.
But I think what this movie does so well is shows that there, in this world in particular, there is so much gray. And there's nothing black and white about this movie.
No.
For me, anyways. I thought it was well written, well paced. I love the twists. I love that, and I love that all the twists came from the main character.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, you know, she was the orchestrator of everything. You know, from the start. Yeah, this is one of the best for me. I give it 9 messed up orders from the escort service out of 10.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this too. My one really criticism for me personally is that I feel like that first act is slogging a bit, trying to deliver huge amounts of exposition and information to you, introducing a gigantic amount of characters at once. It's kind of a hard learning curve to get pushed through that wall.
Yeah.
And they're really trying to punch you as fast as possible through it, because there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
there's a lot of information to digest to understand what's going on by the end of this. And it also makes it even more confusing that there's a whole framing device with Jessica Chastain being at a hearing with John Lithgow as a senator who's quizzing her about this stuff, and her lawyer's like, just take the fifth, no matter what. And, of course, she ends up not taking the fifth.
She can't not take the fifth. She's got to make a point.
Yeah. But I do think this ended up, by the end, being one of my favorite movies of the year. Definitely mm-hmm. one of the best mm-hmm. thrillers. I love it when a thriller's not afraid to assume that its audience is intelligent, and that happens too rarely.
This movie never talks down to you at any point.
The saddest part, though, is I've already seen some reviews for this who are like by people who are expecting this to be a dry conversation about lobbyists. Like, why'd they have to have all this genre stuff in there? I'm like, or somebody even going like, I think it's really lame that this movie is theoretically about the gun lobbyist thing, and then it ends up not even being about that. That's stupid. I'm like, no, you're stupid. You missed the point of this
thing. I'm glad that we got something else.
The gun lobby thing in here is a MacGuffin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yes.
And it's there because, like I said, this is the spy thriller and a con film. It's constantly, like, misdirecting you and what you should be looking at, but then intelligently shows you what was actually there in front of you the whole time. It's a magic show that is what Washington politics and lobbyists
are. Great look into
that
world.
It functions as a, you know, just its structure is an accurate allegory to how lobbyists work. In fact, they're always going, hey, America, look over here, get mad at this while we do this and pay these people a lot of money.
Yeah.
This movie will make you angry. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you mildly confused.
Yeah, it'll wake you up.
And in the end, you'll be like, wow, goddamn, I did not see that shit coming. Great performances across the board. We didn't even mention Allison Pill.
All my favorite lines were Allison Pill lines.
Yeah.
Mark Strong was great.
I love Mark Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although it's weird to see him not playing a villain.
Yes, that's why I loved him in this movie. He's so good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give this 8 out of 10 very disconcerted and confused looking other lobbyists who regularly appear that way. They're like, what'd she just do?
nobody like did any, in terms of the rating scale, no one did any pills. I thought, everyone's going to say, 9 out of 10 pills.
Right.
Didn't this kind of feel like an Adderall commercial for a little bit?
Yeah. It kind of was.
Yeah.
I was like, man, is that what you can do if you take a lot of Adderall? Because I'm in.
Sign me up.